So by character number 17, my creativity had waned. Thusly, this character is just named Ice Cream Cone. It's an alien ice cream cone that wants to take over the Earth. Dark Wolf, you're up.
My dear sir, I don't know if you've taken notice or not, but I am an ice cream cone. A talking one, yes, but an ice cream cone nonetheless. I don't know about you, but if an ice cream cone talked to most people, they'd shut their mouth and take heed of its words. It's only polite. Ice cream cones don't talk to everyone, you know. People of Earth, it occurs to me that this may be the first message of its kind. I am from the planet Dolce 5. My people are known for their overwhelming taste for power and icy glass. These two things should warn you. Do not light a fire in my temper, or whatever patience I have will melt, and you will find yourselves in a decimated world. I demand to be taken to either the one known as Ben, or the one you call Jerry right away. I have a proposal they will find most intriguing.
No! Don't eat me! Eat the chocolate ice cream! No! 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 It tickles! No! Don't go into the tickles! It tickles! No! 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 No!
Russ, you're up.
My dear sir, I don't know if you've taken a notice or not, but I'm an ice cream cone. A talking one, yes. But an ice cream cone, none the less. I don't know about you, but if an ice cream cone talked to most people, they'd shut their mouths and take heed of its words. It's only polite. Ice cream cones don't talk to everyone, you know. People of Earth, it occurs to me that this may be the first message of its kind. I am from the planet Dolce 5. My people are known for their overwhelming taste for power and icy glares. These two things should warn you. Do not light a fire in my temper, or whatever patience I have will melt, and you will find yourselves in a decimated world. I demand to be taken to either the one known as Ben, or the one you call Jerry, right away. I have a proposal that they will find most intriguing. No, don't eat me! Eat the chocolate ice cream! No, no! Tickles!
Will Navison, you're up.
My dear sir, I don't know if you've taken notice or not, but I'm an ice cream cone. A talking one, yes, but an ice cream cone nonetheless. I don't know about you, but if an ice cream cone talked to most people, they'd shut their mouths and take heed of its words. It's only polite. Ice cream cones don't talk to everyone, you know. People of Earth, it occurs to me that this may be the first message of its kind. I am from the planet Dolce 5. My people are known for their overwhelming taste for power and icy glares. These two things should warn you. Do not light a fire in my temper, or whatever patience I have will melt, and you will find yourselves in a decimated world. I demand to be taken to either the one known as Ben, or the one you call Jerry, right away. I have a proposal that they will find most intriguing. No! Don't eat me! Eat the chocolate ice cream! No! No! Oh, oh, that tickles!
Actor Man, you're up.
My dear sir, I don't know if you've taken a notice or not, but I'm an ice cream cone. A talking one, yes, but an ice cream cone nonetheless. I don't know about you, but if an ice cream cone talked to most people, they'd shut their mouths and take heed of its words. It's only polite. Ice cream cones don't talk to everyone, you know. People of Earth, it occurs to me that this may be the first message of its kind. I am from planet Dolce 5. My people are known for their overwhelming taste for power and icy glares. These two things should warn you. Do not light a fire in my temper, or whatever patience I have will melt, and you will find yourselves in a decimated world. I demand to be taken to either the one known as Ben or the one you call Jerry right away. I have a proposal that they will find most intriguing.
No! Don't eat me! Eat the chocolate ice cream! No! No! Oh, that tickles.
Sam Haft, you're up.
My dear sir, I don't know if you've taken a notice or not, but I'm an ice cream cone. A talking one, yes, but an ice cream cone nonetheless. I don't know about you, but if an ice cream cone talked to most people, they'd shut their mouths and take heed of its words. It's only polite. Ice cream cones don't talk to everyone, you know. People of Earth, it occurs to me that this may be the first message of its kind. I am from the planet Dolce 5. My people are known for their overwhelming taste for power and icy glares. These two things should warn you. Do not light a fire in my temper, or whatever patience I have will melt, and you will find yourselves in a decimated world. I demand to be taken to either the one known as Ben, or the one you call Jerry, right away. I have a proposal that they will find most intriguing. No! Don't eat me! Eat the chocolate ice cream! No! No! The tickles! Oh God! Oh God! I'm dying! Oh, this switches it!
Motley Fool, you're up.
My dear sir, I don't know if you've taken a notice or not, but I'm an ice cream cone. A talking one, yes, but an ice cream cone nonetheless. I don't know about you, but if an ice cream cone talked to most people, they'd shut their mouths and take heed of its words. It's only polite. Ice cream cones don't talk to everyone, you know. People of Earth, it occurs to me that this may be the first message of its kind. I am from the planet Dolch 5. My people are known for their overwhelming taste for power and icy glares. These two things should warn you. Do not light a fire in my temper, or whatever patience I have will melt and you'll find yourself in a decimated world. I demand to be taken to either the one known as Ben or the one you call Jerry right away. I have a proposal they will find most intriguing. No! Don't eat me! Eat the chocolate ice cream! No! No! That tickles! No! 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 God, no!
Rye Guy, you're up.
My dear sir, I don't know if you've taken a notice or not, but I am an ice cream cone. A talking one, yes, but an ice cream cone nonetheless. I don't know about you, but if an ice cream cone talked to most people, they'd shut their mouths and take heed of its words. It's only polite. Ice cream cones don't talk to everyone, you know. People of Earth, it occurs to me that this may be the first message of its kind. I am from the planet Dolce 5. My people are known for their overwhelming taste for power and icy glares. These two things should warn you. Do not light a fire in my temper, or whatever patience I have will melt, and you will find yourselves in a decimated world. I demand to be taken to either the one known as Ben or the one you call Jerry right away. I have a proposal that they will find most intriguing.
No, don't eat me! Eat the chocolate ice cream! No! No! That tickles! Oh, God!
Sonic Mega, you're up.
My dear sir, I don't know if you've taken a notice or not, but I'm an ice cream cone. A talking one, yes, but an ice cream cone nonetheless. I don't know about you, but if an ice cream cone talked to most people, they'd shut their mouths and take heed of its words. It's only polite. Ice cream cones don't talk to everyone, you know. People of Earth! It occurs to me that this may be the first message of its kind. I am from the planet Dolce 5. My people are known for their overwhelming taste for power and icy glares. These two things should warn you. Do not light a fire in my temper, or whatever patience I have will melt, and you will find yourselves in a decimated world. I demand to be taken to either the one known as Ben, or the one you call Jerry, right away. I have a proposal that they will find most intriguing. No! Don't eat me! Eat the chocolate ice cream! No! No! That tickles.
Trick-or-treat, I'm sad that no females auditioned for this character.
What's with you girls?
It's a pink ice cream cone.
Ugh.
And Monty would have been good. She had the British voice and everything.
She's totally domineering, and she's such a hottie.
She just doesn't want to play the game anymore. Dark Wolf, okay. I liked this, your voice for this. It was amusing, and I liked it for an evil genius. It was hard to understand. Okay, and on line two, I'll just be honest, you just were slipping out of that voice, and it was almost funny because it sounded like you were just struggling to hold on to it.
Yeah.
And I just started laughing because you were slipping out of it and like you were trying so hard to hold on to it. I loved your reading on the last line, though.
Yeah, I put that I love how you said ice cream cones don't talk to everyone, you know. And I loved the laughing at the end. That was great. Or the laughing screaming at the end.
Will, I didn't...
Will Navison.
I didn't feel like the accent was strong enough. I did enjoy your scream, but I didn't like your accent.
Yeah. I felt... the calmer tone was interesting, though. Actor man.
I love how condescending you were.
This voice, was sexual.
That voice coming out of an ice cream cone amuses me, and the scream laugh was epic win.
Yes. I love that you two had the calmer evil thing going on, but your death, like, I thought was perfect. Sam.
I hate that I keep giving you this note, Sam, but I thought you were talking way too fast again, especially on line two. You were just rushing through it.
Slow down, man.
I know. We had this note last week with your narrations, too. But tonight, it's especially like several of these have been way too fast. Except for when you're playing a homosexual, then you're okay.
I like that you sounded more like you were a general as opposed to a king, which was not something everyone did. Motley, you said Dolch 5.
Dolch 5. I enjoyed your characterization of voice. It got kind of boring towards the end, but you mispronounced Dolce.
Okay, so. The fact that you mispronounced this word, like, bothers me because I changed it from the original D-U-L-C-E, I believe is how I was originally spelling it, so that it would be easier to say correctly.
Dolce. Don't be a Dolce bag and pronounce the words correctly next time.
But your death was funny. Russ.
I liked how presidential you sounded.
Yeah, and you sounded really alien, which most people to sound alien and everything, they pitch their voices up, but you didn't. It was really interesting, and it was kind of creepy, and your death was really, really, really funny.
Here's what I really liked about yours. On that second line, it actually sounded like you were addressing a crowd, which a lot of people didn't do. And I liked that, warn you. I didn't like your scream so much.
I like how it trailed off. It made me laugh.
Rye guy, I think you've lost steam somewhere back before the women role started, because this was kind of bland. I appreciate that you've auditioned for so many things, but I think you're kind of losing
it. I appreciate that you auditioned for everyone.
Did he audition for every single role?
Yeah, he did.
Kudos to you, Rye guy. I think you're just kind of like, oh, no more. Because this one sounds
like you've exhausted your voice.
Yeah.
You tried to bring it back with dying, but it just wasn't, like, up to par with everything else you've done tonight.
No.
And Sonic, you had me cracking up on this.
You actually sounded like also you were addressing a crowd online, too, and I like that. The voice was tripping me out. You were kind of going in and out of it, too, but not as much as Dark Wolf was.
Yeah.
That voice tripped me out. I don't know. Something about it was just really, like, mesmerizing to me. Because it was like this. But, like, you could also kind of hear traces of the asshole voice in there.
It's so weird.
It was like a cocktail of, I don't know. So if I was going to cast this role, I would cast it to Actor Man for 3 points.
And in the event that Actor Man gets hit over the head with an inflatable hammer and knocked out for a very small amount of time, but long enough to lose the part, you would cast...
I would cast Russell Gold. And if Russell Gold... No, I'm not going to say. If something didn't happen to Russ, then Sonic Mega would get the role for 1 point.
What were you going to say? I hope it was horribly offensive.
It wasn't, like, offensive, but I don't want to think about something bad happening to Russ because I like Russ. I don't want... Not that I want anything bad to happen to any of you. But, you know, Russ is older, so something, you know, he might hurt his hip or something. We're done here. And finally, Chip, the brain who was not very smart. Actor Man, take it away.
Do you think that if we combine paper towels with toilet paper, we could make a car? Isn't there something about two types of paper turning into a combustionable engine and stuff? Hey, Frederick, how much is the cost for scuba equipment for the underwater basket weaving class at the college? I mean, that's gotta be the class that costs the most money, right? I wonder how many scholarships you need just to take that as an elective. Oh, crap! Fred! Fred! I think I just broke the law! The popo! They're on to me, I'm sure of it! How long do you stay in jail for driving past the do not pass signs? Oh, God!
Dark Wolf, you're up.
Do you think that if we combine paper towels with toilet paper, we could make a car? Isn't there something about two types of paper turning into a combustionable engine and stuff? Hey, Frederick! How much is the cost for scuba equipment for the underwater basket weaving class at college? I mean, that's gotta be the class that would cost the most money, right? I wonder how many scholarships you need to take that just as an elective. Oh, crap! Fred, I think I just broke the law! The popo, they're on me! I'm sure of it! How long do you think you take there for driving past the do not pass signs? Oh, God!
Russ. You're up. Russ is up.
Do you think that if we combined paper towels with toilet paper, we could make a car? Isn't there something about two types of paper turning into a combustionable engine and stuff? Hey, Frederick, how much is the cost for scuba equipment for the underwater basket weaving class at the college? I mean, that's gotta be the class that costs the most money, right? I wonder how many scholarships you need to take that just as an elective. Oh, crap. Fred, I think I just broke the law. The popo, they're on me, I'm sure of it. How long do you think you stay in jail for driving past the do not pass signs? Oh, God.
Rye Guy, you're up next.
You think that if we combined paper towels with toilet paper, we could make a car? Isn't there something about two types of paper turning into a combustionable engine and stuff? Hey, Frederick, how much is the cost for scuba equipment for the underwater basket weaving class at the college? I mean, that's gotta be the class that costs the most money, right? I wonder how many scholarships you need to take that just as an elective. Oh, crap! Fred! I think I just broke the law! The popo, they're on me! I'm sure of it! How long do you think you stay in jail for driving past the do not pass signs? Oh, God!
And finally, Sonic Mega.
Do you think that if we combine paper towels with toilet paper, we could make a car? Isn't there something about two types of paper turning into a combustible engine and stuff? Hey, Frederick, how much does the cost for scuba equipment for the underwater basket weaving class at the college? I mean, that's gotta be the class that costs the most money, right? I wonder how many scholarships you need just to take that as an elective. Oh, crap! Fred! I think I just broke the law! The popo! They're on me! I'm sure of it! How long do you think you can stay in jail for driving past the do not pass signs? Oh, God!
No women auditioned for this either.
What is with you girls? No wonder there's only three left in the competition.
Girls are just lazy.
God.
When you look at somebody like Rye Guy, who has immunity and still auditioned for all the characters.
Yeah. Not that he knew it at the time.
I know, I wasn't going to say that, but I'm trying to inspire them.
No, he did know, because he had... No, he turned these in before immunity. Wow.
No, he turned them in after.
No,
I'm trying to inspire them, Trick-or-Treat. Don't ruin it.
He turned his lines in before immunity.
Well, let's just pretend like he knew he had immunity. And he still did all 18. Okay, Actor Man, I'll be honest. The voice you do, this voice you do, I've heard before in one of your dubs, and it always cracks me up. But aside from that, I really enjoyed the reading you gave as well. I thought your acting was on.
Yeah, I thought I liked your reading. It was cute, and it kind of sounded like the innocent younger version of the smoker wife.
He did this voice in one of his FF8 like joke dubs, and it just cracks me up. This is like my favorite voice that he does.
Yeah.
Dark Wolf, this is maybe the hardest I've laughed tonight. This voice is so into me. I love this.
You had the weirdest hyperventilation. It made me like crack up. Russ, I thought it was really misleading. Like, it was an interesting perspective to, for you to talk so deep and like, almost like, because when you want to cast somebody who knows what they're talking about, it's usually a deep-voiced male. And so it was really funny to me for you to do it as a deep-voiced male, so it would be misleading, and you have, yeah.
To me,
and
it was
an idiot.
It was funny to hear you say po-po. Yes. But to me, this wasn't characterized as well as some of the other stuff.
No.
Right, guy, I think you've just given up on voices. Good night for you tonight. But between your immunity and this, you've done so many voices, but I think you've just given up at this point.
Like, your acting's mostly okay on this, too.
Like, screw it. I have one more to do. I'm going to do them all.
You're like, just in case nobody gets to these ones, maybe. and then Sonic Mega. You're an old boy! The quintessential retard!
Yours was my favorite, I think, Mega. It was funny, but not overly idiotic, and I love your hyperventilating. It was like you were SMSing as the brain.
Okay.
We've lost it. Check it to you. Okay, so.
This last one, I'm sorry, I've cracked.
Who would you cast like as this brain?
All right. I would cast Sonic Mega as the brain.
Really?
I would.
What if Mega was, you know, fapping and got into some sort of bizarre accident? Who would you cast?
He got into an STD.
If he pulled too hard and yanked his penis off and bled to death, then who would you cast?
I would cast Actor Man.
Really?
Who needs absolutely no more fucking pluses.
I thought you were casting Dark Wolf second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That throws me off a little bit. That's not what we discussed, Trigatry.
It isn't? Yes, it is.
Okay, it is.
That's the order in which we said.
Okay, I was confused then. Okay. So, Actor Man.
And then
now
Dark
that I've
Wolf.
Already spoiled, we get there. Good job, Dark Wolf. Oh, no more. This theme will never happen again, ever.
If it does, we're only doing, like, 10 characters.
We're doing, like, 2. We're drastically cutting this theme. All right. We'll be back with the results in a second.